doesn't believe that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi had a sense of humor, hasn't seen the Mishnah that we'll learn tonight. So we're in Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Remember yesterday we pointed out that on the Raisa level, Smachim with Hashem Elokecham Shevas Yamim, we don't take any breaks from Lulav in the Mikdash Kol Sheva, but the Takana de Rabbanan was made, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, that on days when they don't take the Lulav and the Gvulin, meaning any day but the first day, that on Shabbos, there should be an interaction, and they're not going to take the lulav and the mikdash either, because even though these appear to be two different mitzvos, netilas halulav and the mitzvah of simcha in the mikdash, there clearly is some intersection between the two of them. So how was it done in the Beis HaMikdash? So again, al pidin, as long as it was yantif harishon, you would take the lulav and the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, as you would in the gvulin before the gzera deraba, before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Mitzvah lulav keit said yantif harishon shel chag. So that's our case. So what they used to do is they used to bring their lulavim in advance to Har Habayis. So there was a colonnade all around, and the gabayim that were there would organize all of the lulavim that were brought. Now this is where it starts to get a little bit humorous. There's no way around it. People that were older, so people that were older, they weren't interested in getting into a mosh pit, so they would keep their lulavim separate, so they could go and like mention the next day. But there wasn't enough room for everybody in this side office, so everybody else had to put their lulavim into the mix. Now you're probably thinking to yourself, well, how that's going to help? Because you have to get your lulav back. Ulakachtem lachem bayom harishon. That din of lachem applies bein b'mikdash, bein b'gulin. Has to be yours. So if they're mixing all the lulavim together, so like, you know, what was the point of the whole exercise of going out to get your lulav? So the Mishnah says, umelam denosam lomar. So whoever it was, the gabayim or the rabbi, whoever told them, call me shemagia lulav biyado harei ulav b'matana. So they made this tanai on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, that, okay, if I get my lulav back, great, and if I don't, right, and somebody else gets my lulav, so I'm already giving over ownership to them. So this, like, you know, this universal matana, it's a very beautiful and kind of an idealistic scenario, which is about to play out. L'machar, mashkim inuvayin. So they would all come early to the Beis HaMikdash, v'achazanim, and from on top of the colonnade, so the gabayim, zarkin osam lefneim. So they would throw down the lulavim, right? You can imagine such a scenario, right? Vehein mechatvin umakin ishes chavero. So everybody wanted to get my lulav, and you know, the lulavim, they look like pretty much the same, right? So they would start beating each other with the lulavim and saying, it's my lulav, right? Whoever thought of this idea, right, you know, had never been to a kiddush before. They never didn't really understand what was going to happen. Bezdin saw that people were almost dying. They were almost getting killed. It was, you know, getting very, very violent. So they made a takana. It's a little bit of a loss, but she's kinu she kol echad ve'echad notel beveso. So they canceled taking the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. They said, you should just do it at home. So that's an amazing kind of a thing, because really there's an extra kiyum. The Rav explained, there's an extra kiyum d'araisa. It's very clear from the pasuk. Usmachtem l'tnei Hashem Elokecham Shevas Yamim. But a sakana is a sakana. If people were literally going to kill each other over the zulavim, and there was no other way to do it, because you can't have people carrying on Shabbos, so better that they should take it at home. But I just want everybody to appreciate what a sacrifice. First of all, they couldn't be mekayim in the mitzvah b'rovam, which is already lost. What a beautiful thing it is to have halal, you know, with the lulavim, and especially in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's also not the same din, because you don't have the same mitzvah of simcha when everybody else takes it in their own private home. Sure, you get the mitzvah of netilah, but you probably don't have the kiyum daraisa of simcha. But again, it's better than people killing each other. Would it have been nice had the system worked out? Yeah, it would have been nice. I don't want to mention the name of the shul. It's not in the immediate community, but I used to spend time there on Sukkot. It's just this Mishnah reminds me that every year they would always say, now we have it figured out how we're going to do Hoshanos. And they would have all these interesting kinds of system and paths, and somebody would get up and explain in advance, and every year was the same thing. Everybody got stuck the same way, and nobody could get anywhere, and people were bumping into each other. So this is a time-honored tradition. When you get stuck during Hoshanos, you'll know that it could be worse. You could be in the Beis HaMikdash getting beaten about the head with your own lulav because somebody, you know, is a little too excited. So mitzvah harava ketzad. Remember, this is a din daraisa, but it's not written in the Chumash. It's a halacha l'moshe misinai that we go around in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days of the Arava. Makom Hayilamatim Yerushalayim, a little south of Yerushalayim, Nikra Motza. Yardin l'sham malakten misham merubiyos shel arava. So the aravos there were 11 amos high. That's an amazing thing. An amma is about a foot and a half. So you're talking about very, very high. And you could be makif them al tzidei hamizbeach, as we'll explain. Uvoin v'zokvenos on b'tzidei hamizbeach. They would bring these massive, massive willow branches. And it's huge, very, 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 very tall. And they would bring them up and put them right next to the mizbeach. V'rasheyem kfufin al gabei mizbeach. And they were tall enough so that the willow branches would overhang the mizbeach. Taku v'eriu v'taku. So we have the theme of Tkiyah, Tru Tkiyah, just like we have Pshuta Lefanav, Pshuta Lachra by Rosh Hashanah. There's always a question when you have that motif, is it like a V'chisavon Melchama Be'artzachem Al Atzar HaTzarer Eschem V'Ariyosim B'Chatzor Tzros? Is it a crisis issue, or is it the opposite? U'V'yom Simchaschem V'Odeichem V'Rosheicha Tzichem U'Tkatem B'Chatzor Tzros. This much isn't clear yet, we'll see why that matters in just a moment. B'chol Yom Akivin HaMizbeach Pamachas, every single day of the first 6 days, one time around. V'Omer Manah Hashem Oshiyana An Hashem Atzlichana. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this will sound familiar, Ani V'ho Hoshiyana. We'll explain what that phraseology means. V'oso hayom makifin ha-mizbeach sheva pa'amim, the seventh day, which is when you observe the mitzvah of Arava, the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, even on Shabbos seven times. That's the Gemara explains, Zecher li-Yericho. Remember, by Yericho, they went around once each day, and then they went around seven times, and also blow the shofar. B'shas p'tirasan, when they were leaving, after they completed the mitzvah of Arava, Mahin Omrin, they used to say, Yofilach mizbeach, Yofilach mizbeach. The mizbeach is so beautiful. Rabbi Lazar Omer, liyah v'lach mizbeach, liyah v'lach mizbeach. You're not really allowed to be mishantiv shem shemayim dvaracher. So the Gemara explains that they used to say liyah. They used to give shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then they would also say umekalsin lach mizbeach. So what's the meaning of aniva ho hoshiana? There are three different shitos in the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, and Rambam. We only have time for the Rambam, but in some ways it's the most elegant. The Rambam says it actually has two opposite meanings. And we should think about it on Hoshana Rabbah when we say over again, Aniva Ho Hoshiyana. The Rambam says one meaning is that Hashem is the source of our joy and the source of our salvation. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Hazinu, Re'u atah ki ani ani hu ve'en Elohim imadi, ani mimisi mechaya, machatzti v'ani arpa v'en miyadi matzil. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. The Rambam says that's one meaning, Aniva Ho Hoshiyana, Ani Anihu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to always deliver us. The other meaning, the Rambam says, is Imo Anochi Vetzara, Ani Vaho, that when we find ourselves in distress, so we know that Hashem suffers along with us, even if we feel very much alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. So that ties back in, if you think about it, the fact that they made the Tzkiyah, the true and the Tzkiyah. We say it's always hard to know when you do that. Is it the sounding of a Uviyom Simchaschem, or is it the sounding of So the Shitas HaRambam sounds like it's probably both, that you're combining both of these elements. On the one hand, we're pointing to the fact that Hashem is the source of our deliverance, we have great optimism, and on the other hand, we're pointing to the fact that even when we suffer, we know we're not alone, Hashem suffers with us. B'chol tzarasam lo tzar, that was the way the mitzvah of Arava was observed, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim.